This is the Wave Maker, Kyle Boone.
And this is Shiloh, and
you're
listening
to
WrestleLife
Radio,
because you're smart and cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WrestleLife Radio. Don't tell me you don't know this voice, no matter what Micah says. My name is Matt Sin. I'm here with my little brother Micah, and special guest, Alex Knight.
What's up, everybody?
I'm glad to have you back, man.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, Micah. Say hi, Micah.
Hi, Alex. It's good to have you on our show this evening. Yeah. Just want to say I did really enjoy your Indie Focus. I think you did a great job.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Looking
he actually
forward
told
to
me before we started recording, he specifically said that he liked your Indie Focus much more than Aiden's.
Ooh.
So he's like that Aiden guy, he was rough, but Alex said he was great. That's
starting a blood feud between brothers. This could have been
We just got through the rivalry and we're starting it up again. Let's run it. It was a good match.
Oh my gosh. So we have lots of stuff to go over. Lots. We're going to predict AEW Revolution, as always. But before we do that, as promised on yesterday's episode, we're going to speculate on who we think this new person, this Hall of Fame worthy, which we looked it up after the episode, Hall of Fame worthy talent that's signing a multi-year contract with AEW. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready. Speculation is my favorite.
Speculation is your
Give me
favorite.
All that speculation. I always book it better in my head than it ends up being.
That's how it always works.
Mm. All right, I got six names for you guys, and afterwards I'm going to let you come up with one each yourself. Alex is the guest. I'm going to let you start. And I want you to give me 30 seconds on why or why not this person might be someone that just came back at the Royal Rumble and we haven't seen since. Tell me why it might be Christian.
Well, I think Christian would make a very good addition to the locker room. I mean, he's Captain Charisma. Definitely somebody that can lift up some of the younger talent and educate some of them. He's had a pretty illustrious career, plenty of titles and great tag team, great singles guy. I really feel like AEW is kind of stacking the roster with some old heads. And I think Christian would probably make a really good addition.
Yeah, I think Christian's best work ever, and I know this might be controversial, is his TNA stuff.
I agree.
I don't think it's that controversial. It was
so good. I still call him Christian Cage sometime.
Yeah, and Jon Moxley just got done putting Christian over as one of the best wrestlers ever.
Yeah, stating how much he wants him in AEW. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a possibility. I'm not sure I'm convinced it's going to happen, but I do think it's a possibility. All right, Micah.
Hmm.
Tell me why someone retired from WWE. I believe it was 2 years ago, WrestleMania, if I remember right. Now a movie star, but might want to come back for a couple matches, maybe one or two a year. Tell me why it might be Batista.
Do I have to tell you why it would be or why it might not be?
Why it might not be is perfectly fine.
Because it's not Batista. And let's be honest here. He like has flamed everybody on Twitter like, guys, I said I was retired. I'm not coming back. What
would be
the word?
Perfect troll.
It would be. It's a very Batista thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's not Batista. They can't afford Batista, man. Why would Batista wrestle? He's freaking Drax. He's got that Marvel money.
Yeah. They got high money, though.
That's true. They've got that they've got that Jaguars money. I think it's more likely that Batista debuts on the Jacksonville Jaguars than Batista debuting on AEW. I mean, I'm just putting it out there. I just think. However, Paul White did say that this Sunday at Evolution, we're going to see a big debut.
Yeah.
Evolution, as you know, is a very famous stable. So that's why I think it's going to be Ric Flair.
Okay. Alex, his name always comes up. Let's all go ahead and get him out of the way. CM Punk.
So CM Punk, it would be a CM Punk thing to do. To show up on AEW, he has that sort of renegade attitude and has always sort of shown that. But at the same time, he does seem to have a good relationship with what he's doing with WWE programming right now. And I honestly, I don't know if that's going to change. I really don't think it's going to be CM Punk.
I don't either. He's the person I would mark for the most.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, you know, I was convinced that he was going to come back in the AEW show in Chicago. I was wildly incorrect, and now I'm just not sure it'll ever happen. Although I think not only is he the biggest star, but if they bring in Punk, they could also get AJ Lee, which I think would be huge. So I'm hopeful, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You know what one of the unique things about bringing CM Punk back is?
What?
They can use his same theme song.
They could, yeah.
Yeah, which is very important for a surprise return.
Yeah,
that'd be
super awesome.
He also confirmed on Twitter today that it's not him. However, I don't believe anything CM Punk says ever.
No.
Nope.
He could say, I'm going to be on Revolution this Sunday night, and I'd be like, well, he's not.
That is the truth.
He did flame AEW a little bit. They're like, oh, well, if it's not you, who do you think it should be? And he said no one, because they should work on their own roster instead of adding to it, which is not like a total...
That's almost like looking for heat.
Right.
Yeah, but it's kind of true. Like, it's not totally wrong. Like, they have a very stacked roster for somebody with only 2 hours of TV a week. However, you can always bring in more legends to put over the new guys.
Yeah.
So,
and the reality is, a lot of these legends aren't going to be wrestling much longer, right? So,
yeah, if at all. I mean,
yeah.
I would say Tully Blanchard had a match, but
right. Yeah. So get eyes on your new guys by bringing in legends. I'm fine with it. All right, Micah, tell me who I think has a legitimate possibility, and I'm curious what your opinion is. Kurt Angle.
Honestly, this is my most likely pick. Now, I think he actually is in the Hall of Fame, which is a knock against him coming in, because he said Hall of Fame worthy, not Hall of Famer. But I don't know if you've noticed, but several times during Tony Khan's interview today on AEW Unrestricted, he said it's true.
That we both MJF said it last night too.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're throwing in hints. Maybe I'm looking too much into it. Probably the latter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, on one hand, Kurt Angle is one of my favorites of all time. On the other hand, I really hope whoever they bring in can actually wrestle. Like, Kurt Angle is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, if not the greatest wrestler of all time, as far as actually being a wrestler. Right.
Yeah.
He won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. But he can't wrestle anymore. His body has been through so much through his career. It would be unsafe for him to be wrestling. I think he would be great if they could get some guy like Chad Gable, man. Chad Gable and Kurt Angle would go so well together. I know they did the thing with, what's his face? Jordan? Was it Jordan his name?
Jason Jordan.
Jason Jordan. Yeah. But if they had somebody like that to go with him, I think it would be great. I don't know anybody on the roster who would fit with Kurt Angle currently. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if he's available, why not?
Right.
So, I think he's a very likely choice.
Okay. Alex.
What you got?
What you know about New Japan?
I'm knowledgeable enough.
You know that the Forbidden Door is open now, right?
Yeah, that is very true.
I think... I don't want to spoil it, and you might not agree, but I think we're probably going to agree on the world title match, and I think it's pretty likely that Omega goes over Mox. What if Omega goes over Mox, and the big debut happens to be Kazuchika Okada?
Oh, if only. Okada is, I mean, he's like the John Cena in Japan. I mean, he is like the guy. So... having him join the roster, I mean, he's still young. He can still go. He's, and like you said, with that forbidden door being broken, the possibilities are endless. And I really feel like making that connection with somebody from New Japan could be that catalyst that really sets it in. That's like, no, this is a new age of professional wrestling and the door's open. And I think it would be absolutely amazing to see Okada come through that tunnel.
Yeah, I would love it. I think it'd be really cool. And it'd be interesting because they said that this person signed a multi-year contract, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how the contracts work. Obviously, like Mox, he can wrestle in New Japan. Jericho can wrestle in New Japan. They have contracts there, even though they have AEW contracts. So I'd be interested to see if someone like Okada or Ibushi or someone does join AEW, how that contract works. I think it would be very interesting.
I mean, but it's such a new territory that we're exploring, you know what I mean? The only way to really see how it works is to put it into action.
Yeah.
I think we're definitely going to get, at some point, Kenny Omega going over in a big match, thinking he's won it all, thinking he's safe, and we're going to hear the coin drop.
Yeah.
And that's gonna set up his next feud. That's going to happen eventually. I don't know that it happens here, but it's going to happen. I think the way that I would book Kenny, I would have Kenny versus Okada with a surprise by Okada, Kenny going over with heel work, and then Hangman Adam Page coming into the picture.
Yeah, or Ibushi. Ibushi would also be a good call there.
I might have to second Ibushi on that.
Yeah. In AEW land, Hangman's probably the better choice, though. Mm. But Ibushi, for people that are aware of all of wrestling, I even think he might be the better option. I really do. As much work as Hangman and Omega have gone, I think Omega should hold the title for at least a year. I think he should take the New Japan title off of Ibushi. I think he should hold all the titles and show up in the Royal Rumble next year, personally. But I don't know if that forbidden door is broken down or not.
No, thank you. Then Brock Lesnar would come out and just throw him out.
Right. And then Brock Lesnar would have all the gold and... Then what do we do?
That's the second one.
We'd have all the gold and his boombox. And he'd
and then
out.
Chris would have a conniption because...
Chris would quit watching wrestling.
I would too.
I think we all would.
Alex is like, I wouldn't even watch my own shows.
Nope. I'd be worried Brock would show up and try to take my title. Like, no thanks. Pick me up and throw me across the room, take the middleweight title. No thanks.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, what are you going to do?
I know I'm not in this weight class, but I say I am, so I am.
Right.
All right, Micah, so earlier, you dropped a name that you think it might be. I know you said it in jest, but tell me why it might be Ric Flair.
I don't know. Has he been divorced again lately? Does he need another payday? Any child support?
He is apparently very happily married.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad for Ric Flair. So, no, it's not going to be Ric Flair. He did just get a woman pregnant, so it's possible. The seed is still strong in the old Space Mountain, apparently.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
71 years old.
Oh, just my gosh.
A real man's man.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's not Ric Flair.
We're going to go past that. I know I said six, but I added two more. So, Alex, your favorite wrestler and mine, tell me why it could be Brock Lesnar. It could be, though, right?
It like, could be because Brock Lesnar is one of those people that shows up and does what he wants when he wants.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that made the big being the one in 31-1, like that was, or 21-1, like that was so believable because, like Paul Heyman said, who would have stopped Brock Lesnar from picking The Undertaker up and dropping him on his head?
Right.
If Brock Lesnar wanted to walk into Revolution, he'd do it.
He
so,
wouldn't even need a contract.
Right. Like, who legitimately is going to stop Brock Lesnar? The guy wears a triple XL glove. Like, he's a big dude. So, with that being said, bunch up security, get Florida Highway Patrol there, stack up state police, National Stackers. Guard, whatever you got to do. Do not let Brock Lesnar through that tunnel.
The only benefit I could see for Brock Lesnar of going to AEW versus WWE would be the fact he could also do UFC at the same time.
That is true.
But if you're Brock Lesnar, why would you do anything?
Right.
Right? He doesn't need money. Like, he lives on a farm. He's made for the rest of his life. I mean, I don't know if there's like a new pasture or something he wants to buy, but I don't know why he needs to work at all, other than the fact he just wants to.
Hmm. All right, Micah. One last one, and then I'm going to let you guys pick your own.
Okay.
So, what Big Show said was we had a Hall of Fame worthy talent signing a multi-year contract with AEW. What he didn't say was it as a wrestling Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Sin, tell me why it might be Mr. Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, that's an interesting choice. I've got a few choices who aren't wrestlers, but Pat McAfee, he's got the relationship with ESPN and everything, right? Yeah. Which, you know, is also tied in with TNT and a lot of their programming. I think it would work. but he's still kind of involved with NXT. I mean, he's tweeting.
He's
about
not
it.
Though. He's definitely not, because he wanted to do more stuff, and Triple H said no. He is no longer under contract.
Okay, I mean, it's entirely possible. It's Pat McAfee. I would not be against that. I think they hyped it up too much if it is Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with Pat McAfee. He's actually really good. And not only that, he's a guy that transcends just wrestling, which, let's be honest, if you want to bring in new fans, unfortunately, is a thing we need to do. I mean, right. Just look at the ratings pop we got with Shaq.
Yeah.
Who, again, did pretty good. Yeah, it can entirely be Pat McAfee. I'm not ruling that out, although I do think they hyped it up too much if it is.
Okay, that is fair.
Honestly, I think they hyped it up too much if it's not John Cena, Brock Lesnar, or CM Punk. Like, if it's right. Not one of those three, they've hyped it up too much.
Well, it's not John Cena. There's
yeah,
no
it's for
way.
Sure not John Cena.
Yeah. It's probably not Lesnar or Punk. Definitely not The Rock, even though he did appear on Impact via video to induct Ken Shamrock into the Hall of Fame. But yeah, The Rock could do it, and Vince McMahon would still welcome him back with open arms, because that's just the way it works. But not The Rock either.
No.
All right, Alex, come up with a name. Tell me who you think that it could possibly be.
You know, and he's still working on WWE, to my knowledge. I know he's still posting his thank you Orlando, thank you Lakeland videos. I'm a fan, and with AEW having such a strong tag team division, there is a tag team that is missing a tag team partner. And I think it could be Jeff Hardy. Bring back the Hardy Boys, bring them into AEW, you know, and show these kids how to do tag team wrestling.
Is he not still under contract?
I think he is, and that's where I'm like on the fence about it, but it's like it's one of those fantasy bookings where it's like, right. Man, because the thing is they showed up so quick to WWE on WrestleMania when they showed up, you know, they were at a show just the night before. And granted, you know, that was like independence and there weren't a lot right. of contracts involved, but I don't know what the paperwork says. I don't know what his dates are. I've never looked that far into the man's personal finances and such. But yeah.
Someone has. There's somebody out there that has that information.
Oh, I'm sure there's somebody.
I tried. He wouldn't return my calls.
There's somebody typing me a message right now, just screaming me, like, Jeff's still under contract for another 97 days. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see that kind of caliber tag team wrestling in AEW and see what happens.
You know how hard I would pop for Jeff coming out and helping Matt win?
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be great.
Kill Jeff Hardy. Yes, please.
That was one of my favorite moments with Jeff Hardy was heel Jeff Hardy. There were so many people that hated it in TNA. I thought it was such a great character, because it was like, no, you want to like him, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that.
Yeah. All right, Micah. I know who yours is. You told me before we started recording. Tell us.
I've got a bunch.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with I feel like if I throw enough names out there, I'm going to guess right eventually.
Right.
Right. Like a broken clock is right twice a day, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Something I thought of before the show here, because I was going over the card for Revolution. What if we have one Mick Foley announced at the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
Not only announced for the beginning of the show, but announced as the special guest referee for the exploding barbed wire death match.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be a announcement worthy of the hype they've given it.
Yeah.
If they announce, hey, we've signed Mick Foley, and not only that, he's going to ref our barbed wire death match.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Mick Foley entirely, because they did say Hall of Fame worthy. Mick Foley's in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know at this point in his career if Mick wants to do anything particularly in wrestling, right?
Yeah.
It seems like he's happy with his books and enjoying his life, which is great. He's a great person. He deserves everything he gets. But he's been very vocal about his appreciation for AEW, which is something a lot of people who are trying to keep their ties with WWE wouldn't do.
Correct.
Of course, he had his TNA run, which, you know, we won't talk about that. But man, I just love Mick Foley. I would mark out for Mick Foley.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fair.
A few other names I was thinking of, not WWE or not wrestlers, Kane Velasquez and Henry Cejudo are two possibilities.
Cejudo, he's an MMA fighter, right?
Yes, and he was involved in the Tyson Jericho fight. He was there at AEW, and he is a Hall of Fame worthy MMA fighter.
Yeah.
So
it's fair.
But it's going to be John Cena. So
let's make actual predictions. Let's do it. Let's pick somebody. You got one person, Alex. You can only say one person that you really think is going to be there. And we're going to say this is for 3 points when we're doing our predictions. Who do you think is the guy or girl, but I think Tony Khan specifically said guy, that is a Hall of Fame worthy talent that is going to sign a multi-year contract with AEW this Sunday?
You know, I was really, really digging some of the ideas, and I like some of the names that are thrown around. But I think driving that idea home that the door is broken down and that we're on a new horizon, I'm going to go with Okada.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's a great shout. I really do. And that's kind of the one that I'm hoping for. That's not my guess, but that's the one that I hope. I hope you're right. Micah.
My gut keeps telling me Kurt Angle. Yeah. I don't want it to be Kurt Angle. I really don't. Like, I want him here, right? I feel like he'd be a good asset. But I don't want this big announcement to be Kurt Angle.
No.
I want it to be somebody that can actually still go, right? Unless it's Mick Foley.
Okay.
Both of them are in the Hall of Fame. It's a tough decision. I'm going to go big or go home, and I'm going to say CM Punk.
You really think it's going to be CM Punk?
I don't think it is, but I'm going to go big or go home. I'm betting on red instead of black.
If it's CM Punk, if it is CM Punk, I'll probably lose my voice.
If it's CM Punk, I want 100 points.
Only 3, but just my gosh, that would be amazing.
They have to have cult of personality too. Right? Yeah. And CM Punk is working with Cody.
Yeah.
Worth mentioning, he's doing the HBO Showtime, whatever it is, Heels show with Cody. I don't know. I don't know that he actually wants to wrestle again, but
the only problem with it being CM Punk is I feel like if CM Punk's coming out, they are not saying a word to anybody. It's like the Sting signing. Last going to go black. You're going to see like this, you know, 1980s television type, you know, like where, like on Channel 3, where it was all scratchy. And then you're going to hear that scratchy noise. Then it's going to go, ch-ch, and it goes straight into Cult of Personality. Like, that is what would happen. If they're like, the new signee is CM Punk, I'd be like, that's amazing.
I don't think they're going to announce it like that, though.
Yeah, like, I want CM Punk to debut by putting the go-to-sleep on Kenny Omega, right?
Oh, man.
Like, that's what I want. Anyway, my pick, and I'm going to drastically disagree with you, Micah, and I hope it is Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle got a raw deal with his horrible Baron Corbin WrestleMania match. And is he the Kurt Angle that he was? No. I mean, who are we kidding, right? But do I think he has enough left in the tank to put in one or two more amazing wrestling matches and then move into a, you know, once or twice a year in a tag match, 6-man tag role when they really need to pop a rating? Yeah. I'm going to pick Kurt Angle here. Kurt Angle has the drive to get himself and his body and his mind ready for anything. The dude won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. Did you guys know that? Have you ever heard that before?
A time or two.
Yeah. I heard a song about it.
So yes, I think it'll be Kurt Angle, and that's my pick.
You know why the one reason I hope it is Kurt Angle?
Why?
I think if they sign Kurt Angle, they get Chad Gable. Okay. I 100% think if they have Kurt Angle on their stable as a potential manager, and they come to Chad Gable as, hey, we're going to have you managed by Kurt Angle. We're going to do you right. I think he signs when his contract's up. And I love Chad Gable.
I did too. He's so good.
But yeah, maybe I'm wrong. But from my impression, I think Kurt Angle is like having an issue doing things around the house. Maybe I'm wrong.
I hope not, man. That'd be rough.
But like, I've seen videos of him and stuff before. And he talks about like having bad days and how his like knees hurt and stuff. And it's just like, ugh. Don't wrestle, bro. It's okay. Like, you gave everything you had.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. So let's make some predictions.
Okay.
So we're going to go straight into the buy-in, because I actually didn't know they were having this match until I saw it announced after Dynamite. Riho and Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker DMD and Reba, as she's noted. It's Rebel. And I know, Micah, you said that, and I'm going to let you start here. I know you said that you think that Reba is going to be replaced.
Yeah, so on today on the Unrestricted Podcast, Tony Khan was talking about how Reba is trying to get a doctor's note to get out of the match, and if so, Britt will have her own pick as a replacement. I think there's two options for that that are possible. I think she could pick somebody like Penelope Ford or Nyla, maybe. There's also just the way out there, because we've heard talk about it recently. Tony Khan even came out and said it. He wants to sign Zelina Vega, now known as Thea Trinidad. Like we were talking about before, it would be weird to do that at the buy-in, right?
Right.
Maybe even the Dynamite after pay-per-views are known for debuts, so possibly then. But it would be interesting if we saw a big debut on the buy-in, because I think that would probably get more people to buy the pay-per-view.
That's entirely possible.
But as far as my pick on who's going to win the match, I think Thunder Rosa and Riho are going to go over. And if Rebel's in the match, she's taking the pin.
Yeah, that is fair. What do you think, Alex?
Honestly, I think Thunder Rosa and Riho, I think that's a really strong pick. They've got some good cohesivity in the ring. They work well together. And just with Britt's partner being on the fence, this close to the show, I mean, it's tough when you don't have things set in stone and you can't really work things out, you know. So I'm definitely gonna have to give Thunder Rosa and Riho the win on this.
Yeah, I'm there with you too. Riho lost pretty early in the tournament, and I don't think she's taking another loss here this quick. No. First AEW Women's Champion, they respect her too much. And Britt is at the point where her character can lose. And all it does is just fuel her and, you know, make her more unlikable. So I think it's perfectly fine.
I think Rosa needs to go over at this point, too.
Yeah.
She's lost too much lately.
And she's a freaking superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great.
She needs that win and she needs that rocket ship.
Yeah, I agree. Tag team match. Miro and Kip Sabian versus Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy. I will go first on this one. I think Miro is going to kill everybody. Murder. I'm not sure. Like, if there wasn't so much respect for Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy, I'm not sure this match would go longer than 5 minutes. This is definitely not going to be a 20-minute clinic. Miro is going to absolutely murder them. But, of course, they'll get some offense in, especially against Kip Sabian. So I think Miro and Kip Sabian win this match. And, I don't think it's going to be close. I really don't. I think Miro is going to murder them. What do you think, Micah?
I think Miro and Kip are going to go over. Do I get any bonus points for guessing that Penelope Ford will use a Dragon Rana, Poison Rana, Hurricane Rana, one of the Ranas?
You do not.
That's 100% going to happen. Every match she's sidelined, she does. And it's great.
Yeah,
Miro's going to go over. I would say Miro and Kip, but let's be honest, Miro's the one who's going to go over in this match.
Right.
It's what should happen. Like I was telling Matthew on yesterday's show, I don't think Orange Cassidy needs to win to be over. I don't think Chuck Taylor right now needs a push. So it's got to be Miro.
Yeah. Especially after that promo.
Yeah. Just Alex, quit with the catchphrases. That's all.
Yeah. Please stop saying game over.
So yeah, definitely. I mean, I would definitely, you know, push that point as well. I mean, Miro is shown he is definitely somebody to contend with.
Yeah.
And he needs that push, that dominance. Like you guys were saying, you know, Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, they're going to be all right. But really seeing Miro go out there and wreck the match. And it's just, I think that's what needs to happen. Is that what I want to see happen? No. Honestly, I'd like to see Orange Cassidy casually step out of the way and Miro take a header into a corner post.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know if he's going to make those mistakes. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give Miro and Kip a win on this.
Yeah. All right, this next match is for 3 points because it's a multi-man match. And Alex, I'm going to let you go first. This is going to be our Casino Tag Team Battle Royale. And here are your participants. Bear Country, Alex Reynolds and John Silver, Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, Santana and Ortiz, The Butcher and the Blade, Private Party, and Top Flight.
Death Triangle as well.
And Death Triangle. Yes, Phoenix and Pac.
Yep. That's a tough one because there's so many people that are in that match and there's so much talent. And there's so many guys that could use that push. But honestly, I like the way that Big Money Matt has been managing Private Party and getting their heads in the game and making them do what it takes to win. So my call is going to be a Private Party for the win.
All right. Micah?
It's a fair choice. I don't know if we mentioned it, Natural Nightmares as well would be in the match.
Are they? They're not.
Yeah, Tony Khan said it today on the
That's interesting. They're not in the graphic or on my list, which was updated today.
I think there are going to be people in the match we don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's West Wrestling. Yeah. Man, I'm trying to think of who would be a good next opponent for the Young Bucks.
Right.
And honestly, I don't know of any heels that would like really be good right now. Butcher and the Blade, maybe. I don't think they face the Young Bucks. Not in a long time, at least.
Yeah.
Of course I want it to be John Silver and Alex Reynolds because I want them to have all the belts all the time.
Right.
I'm going to go with the Butcher and the Blade.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Butcher and the Blade because I want to see Eddie Kingston cut a promo on the Young Bucks.
Okay. That's a good shout. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. Anytime you give Eddie Kingston a microphone, like I'm on board though. Yeah. We're good.
He should always have a microphone.
Yep.
Just day-to-day life.
Yeah. You know who I think would be good? You remember when we were convinced that Santana and Ortiz was going to win the tag titles and then it was going to be them versus Jericho and MJF?
Mm-hmm.
What if Jericho and MJF beat the Young Bucks and Santana and Ortiz win this match?
Mm. That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm picking Santana and Ortiz.
Okay.
And I think either way, no matter who wins the tag team title match, that Santana and Ortiz have a way to go because they barely lost to the Young Bucks. They got rolled up. They just got put through tables this past Wednesday on Dynamite. So a rubber match with these guys is going to be on Dynamite anyway. Yeah, I'm in. So I think that very likely could happen.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Yeah. I would be all for it. I want them to have their tag title run.
Yeah.
I don't want Chris Jericho and MJF to have the belts though, but that's besides.
And I like that too because honestly, I like watching the big factions crumble. So yeah. Like see the inner circle just slowly start breaking apart in that way and that dynamic. I love it.
You know how many great promos and vignettes we're gonna get from Chris Jericho once the inner circle falls apart?
Absolutely. It's gonna be gold.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're gonna see him in his bathtub, like just full of but like the bubbles are all gone. He's drinking his champagne. There's sad music playing in the background. He's got a picture of Sammy Guevara.
Champagne's flat.
Yeah, champagne's flat. That'd be great.
All right. The big money match with Big Money Matt Hardy versus Hangman Adam Page. Micah is our resident Adam Page fan. What are you going for?
100% Hangman Adam Page.
Yeah.
He is going to take all of that money and he's going to buy himself as many lawnmowers as he wants. I swear, if he wins this match, he has to make his next entrance on a lawnmower.
I hope so.
Long-term booking.
I mean, I know a guy. I know some dealers out there that got some good deals on a Gravely.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Alex, who you got?
Oh, I want to see Big Money Matt win. Honestly,
yeah,
I mean,
really.
He's the big money man. I mean, why would you not want him to win the big money match?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that the skill set and the mindset that Matt brings to the table, he's the vet. I think Hangman is still letting a lot of those young angst get to him and his head sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And it's just a gamble that if I was a betting man, I'm not willing to take, and I'm going to put my money on Big Money Matt.
Really? I really like that, because a lot of times when we're doing these shows, me and Micah and our cousin Kyle will always agree on everything. I don't think Matt Hardy has any chance whatsoever, and I really like the fact that you do and made perfectly legitimate arguments of why he would.
I mean, how many he cost them tag titles, you know? When he lost the tag titles, you know what I mean? It was Hangman wasn't at his best, and what does it take for him to just have a couple extra before he gets there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got those demons, and people have got to work those things out, but once you get your head in there, you know what I mean? It's over. But I think Hangman cleans his game up, you know, and comes into this 100%. Absolutely, he's got it. But if I'm a betting man, I'm not willing to risk it.
Think of the storylines that this could produce. Let's say Matt wins, right? And now Adam Page has to give Matt his entire first quarter earnings. Well, now he has no money for 3 months. So what does he got to do? Maybe he has to start working for Matt Hardy.
He has to sell his horse.
I mean, it is a pretty horse.
He has to join the Dark Order Slumber Party. He needs a place to hang.
I'm still picking Hangman, but part of me wants Matt to win now. Yeah, that's awesome.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. I love it.
I need Hangman to come out on a lawnmower. I don't care how that happens. Need it to happen.
All right, tag team street fight. Darby Allin and my childhood hero Sting versus Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. And Alex, I'll let you start here.
Oh, Darby Allin and Sting all the way.
Yeah.
Darby Allin is nuts. In my opinion, like, I've watched him jump it off of things that I would not jump off of, in ways that I wouldn't jump off, like the coffin drop, nuts.
Yeah.
To jump and to have no regard and no look as to where you're going, that takes a certain kind of bravery.
Right.
And it, when you lack that fear, when you don't have rules and you're able to exert yourself by whatever means necessary, nah. It's going that way. And then to have Sting in his corner, you know, to have that veteran status. And I don't think Brian Cage, as big of a monster as he is he's going to be able to stop him.
See, I'm there with you. I think there's no way Sting's losing his return match, right? It ain't happening. And they're pushing Darby Allin to the moon. He already lost to Brian Cage in that tag team match, but Brian Cage did his pile driver finisher from the top rope. I don't see Darby and Sting losing here. I really don't. I think Ricky Starks will probably be the one to eat the pin, just so Brian Cage continues to look strong. Either way, I hope that it's live and it's not a backstage segment, because I'm going to be there live and I'll be really sad if I don't get to see Sting wrestle. But I do think Darby and Sting are taking the win here. But this is one of those where, like, I think it's kind of a toss-up. And if Brian and Ricky won, I wouldn't be, like, flabbergasted, you know?
Yeah, traditional wrestling booking would say that Brian Cage and Ricky Starks are going over, because Sting and Darby have went over the last 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's true.
So, two weeks in a row.
Yeah. So, who's your prediction?
Sting and Darby.
Yeah.
So we agree. I was saying, traditional wrestling would say that it would be Brian Cage and Ricky Starks, but come on, Sting's not losing his return match.
Right.
That would be a terrible decision.
Yeah.
You're not watching this match for Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. Sorry, you're just not.
That's fair. I mean, they're great talents, don't get me wrong.
They are, yeah.
You know, Sting is special, and this is his return match, so yeah, I'd get what you're saying.
There are a few people still out there that can actually go that are as big of a deal as Sting.
Yeah, it's true. AEW Women's World Championship. Hikaru Shida versus Rio Mizunami. And I'll open up here. I think that Shida wins. I do not think that there's any chance Rio wins. Just because I don't feel like she is the person to propel AEW's women's division into the next generation. Nothing against her personally, but I think Shida right now is the perfect champion, and I still hold fast and say that I think Britt Baker is going to be your next AEW Women's World Champion. I thought it was going to be at this pay-per-view. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's not going to be. But I don't think Rio is the person to take the title off of the longest reigning AEW champion of all time. So, Alex.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I'd have to agree with you on there. I don't think Rio is that person.
Yeah.
So, I'd definitely have to second that pick.
Okay. Micah?
Yeah, I'm going to third that pick as well. I mean, it should have been Britt Baker versus Shida, but I'm not salty. It's fine. I feel like Britt, like you said, has to be the one to take it off of Shida. Like, nobody else makes any sense.
Right.
I don't know how they get there at this point, but it's not going to be – there's no way that the longest reigning champion in AEW history loses their belt to a person we just met a week ago.
Yeah. Right? Well, she was in the original Fyter Fest in Daytona, but I think that's it.
Okay, so I'm a diehard AEW fan. I just met this person last week.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they had the YouTube tournament, but I just met this person last week, and I watch every episode of Dynamite. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's fair.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Mm. All right, Alex. AEW World Tag Team Championship match. The Young Bucks versus Chris Jericho and MJF.
Oh, as much as I want to say that I want to go with the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
They are brothers. They've got that sound tag team vibe going on. I just don't trust Chris Jericho and MJF.
Yeah.
Jericho said it on Dynamite the other night. You know, it's been a year since Les Champion has had a championship. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely feeling it. And I'm sure that's going to be a pretty good drive. I think him and MJF just have some good chemistry. You know, they have the very similar goals when they get out there. So my pick is going to be MJF and Le Champion.
I think that's smart. Micah, do you agree, or do you think the Young Bucks are taking it?
I like all those points. I like what you said earlier about Santana and Ortiz versus MJF and Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And I did forget that Chris Jericho is, in fact, a 7-time tag team title holder.
Yeah.
That's more than the New Day, right?
No.
They're six-time.
No.
Are they eight-time now?
They're eight-time
now. I haven't watched WWE in so long. They were 6-time last I watched, but they just, you know, hot-shot their titles.
Yeah.
It's impressive. That's a lot of tag team championships, but... Man, they're not a tag team. They're not. It's Chris Jericho and MJF. However, I don't hate two really good singles guys winning tag titles, right? Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega are one of my favorite tag teams of all time. I think they had some of the best tag team matches I've ever seen. Actually, they had the best match I've ever seen. Young Bucks versus Kenny and Hangman. So
that's fair.
You can't totally fault them for putting it on two singles guys. But... Man, it's the Young Bucks company. Like, this is their thing, and this is their first title reign. I don't think MJF and Chris Jericho are the ones that take it off of them. I really don't. I don't know who does. I don't know who here could take it off of them. But I'm going with the Young Bucks.
Okay. So I'm the tiebreaker then, and this is really hard. Because the Young Bucks just won the AEW titles, and I just can't see them losing here. But I picked Santana and Ortiz in the Tag Team Battle Royale, specifically because of MJF and Jericho. I don't know, though. My original gut was that Jericho's taking the pinfall here to kind of further break up the Inner Circle. I'm going to go with that. I think the Young Bucks are going to take the win. I don't know, though. This is a tough one.
A hard pick.
I know. I'm going to go with the Young Bucks, though. I am. I think that they're gonna take the win. I think they're gonna hold the titles for quite some time. I don't know who's gonna take it off of them, but yes, I think the Young Bucks are gonna win. There you go. I said it. I'm not taking it back. Exploding Barbed Wire Deathmatch, AEW World Championship, Kenny Omega versus Jonathan Moxley. Micah.
You skipped a match.
I did?
The ladder match.
Oh, the ladder match. Face of the Revolution ladder match.
Yep.
Cody Rhodes versus Penta El Zeto Miedo versus Scorpio Sky versus Lance Archer versus Max Caster versus TBA. This is worth 3 points, and we're going to guess who we think the last person will be. And if we get that person right, we'll get an extra bonus point. So, Micah, go ahead and start this one out.
Let's see. I love ladder matches. I love surprise appearances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it's going to be somebody not on the roster to debut.
Okay.
I think that your mystery, I'm going to go ahead and write this down. I think our mystery guy is going to be Sammy Guevara.
Okay.
I think Sammy Guevara is going to come back for this match. Tony Khan did also announce that the winner of this ladder match will face Darby Allin the week after Revolution.
Oh, wow.
And they said that if Darby Allin cannot compete in that match due to the street fight, he will forfeit his title.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think Sammy's going to make the return. And I think Sammy's going to win. I want to see Sammy Guevara take the title off of Darby Allin in his return. Wow. I know Darby Allin hasn't had the title for very long, but I want that baby face rocket strapped straight to Sammy Guevara, and I want him to go straight to the top. It's probably not going to happen, but it's what I want to happen.
That's a bold.
That's how I'm booking it.
That's how I'm booking it. What do you think, Alex?
Oh, that's such a stacked group. But there are several people in there that have either had the title or been in pursuit of that title. And I think some of those are going to be the standouts. I really think Cody and Lance Archer are going to be real standouts in this match.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with a wild pick here. And I am going to go with Penta.
Okay.
Because I really think he's one of those people that could draw a lot of attention to the brand, having a title. I love the Sammy Guevara idea. I think that would be an absolute amazing thing to happen. But like you said, it's sort of a far stretch.
Yeah.
But Penta's there, and I think he would make a great champion, whether he's actually able to dethrone Darby Allin or not. But I think he'd definitely give him a run for his money.
Man, you know how great a Pentagon versus Darby Allin match would be?
Oh, my gosh.
That's where I'm at. Like, that's where I'm almost booking the second match.
Right.
Like, I'm not even really worried about, like, who could really win this match. I just want to see who's going to face Darby and what that match is going to be.
Right.
He would implode his chest with his chops. Poor Darby. He'd get thrown across the ring.
I'm here for it.
Now, who do you think the mystery person could be?
Oh, that's tough. I do like the idea of Sammy being the mystery, but I don't know. There's so many people, and AEW has such a huge roster of people that could use that push. Mm-hmm. I guess. But I'm gonna go with Sammy.
Okay.
Wow.
I think that time for him to make a return.
I have absolutely no idea who is going to be. Scorpio Sky, I think, is winning the match. I don't think it was coincidence that they put him on commentary and he was acting kind of heelish. I think Scorpio Sky wins the match and then goes on to probably lose to Darby. I'd love for Scorpio Sky to be the TNT champion, though.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. Like, part of me is really angry that Phoenix isn't in this match, so I'm like, yeah, let's put him in it. It's fine. But he's in the Casino Tag Team Battle Royale, so I have no clue. So I'm going to pick someone I have no idea, no clue of his WWE contact status, but I'm going to say Aleister Black is the mystery person for the ladder match. I think he's still under contract, but Yeah, if it was like him or Ricochet or Cesaro or something, like, I'm here for it, man.
Man, I will mark out for Aleister Black more than I would CM Punk, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah?
I love Aleister Black, and he's been so mishandled.
Yeah.
I think he's still under contract, so I think that's a far stretch. I think, honestly, like, more likely, if it's going to be a debut, it'll be like Ethan Page or maybe Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
One of the NWA guys. But what NWA about, guy would be smart, but...
We're thinking about Aleister Black wanting, like... Tony's like, yes, you're going to be the mystery person in the ladder match. And he's like, well, no one's picked a fight with me. So he just like waits in the back until someone goes back there and gets him and brings him into the match.
And then Tony comes back and knocks down the forbidden door.
Like, there's literally just a door that has like
it's an actual door.
Jumps through it. Roll credits.
Oh my gosh. So good. So good.
I'm booking a great pay-per-view here.
Now we have to pick the world championship match. I gave it such a good intro, I'm not doing it again. But Micah, exploding barbed wire death match. Kenny Omega, John Moxley, go.
Gotta be Kenny Omega.
Yeah?
Gotta be. I mean, I don't think there's any chance that Moxley gets the win here. Realistically, if this were a real fight, Moxley would win, right? But like,
probably.
Booking this, it's gotta be Kenny Omega. It doesn't make any sense for this to end here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is going to take Moxley out until after the birth of his child. That's still a bit away.
Yeah.
But this match is going to take a lot out of both of these guys.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, Kenny Omega all the way. And probably through interference by the Good Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But it's hard to interfere in a barbed wire death match. Exploding barbed wire death match.
It's true. There are mines laying around. So.
Yeah.
A lot of obstacles to dodge on the way.
Maybe they're going to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart from the top. I mean, it's no DQ, right?
Right.
Like, why don't they just bring us taser?
Right? Oh my god. Well, Scott Hall did that one time.
Yeah, it worked.
Like cattle prod.
Yeah.
Mm. Alex, go ahead, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to second that. Like, as much as I don't want to, as much as I really enjoy seeing John Moxley on top. And you know, like we established, if this was a real street fight, like, my money'd be on John every day of the week, but with the other factors that are involved with this match, I'm going to have to say that Kenny comes out on top. I don't see this being the end of his title reign by any means.
Okay. I agree with you. I love John Moxley, and he's such an amazing champion, but there's no way that Kenny Omega, with the push that he's been receiving, there's no way he just loses the title now, right? Even though this match is specifically for John Moxley. It's like it's tailor-made for this guy. But I think with all of Moxley's, you know, if this is how it ends, I'm ready for it or whatever. Good way to go out. Like, I think it's foreshadowing. I think Mox is going to get very bloody in this match. Very bloody. May even get exploded on a time or two. This match is going to rock.
Work? How do you sell an explosion?
You just, like, die. I was
say, there's no selling an explosion. Like, yeah, it just sort of happens, and you react the way you would normally react in an explosion.
It really hurts, so I'm going to act like it really hurts.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's pretty much the gimmick. Like,
yeah.
People are like, how do you sell a chair shot? It's like, have you ever been hit in the face with a chair before? Trying to go, ow, a chair hit me. Like,
yeah.
It hurts.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we agreed on a bunch of stuff, but we also had a lot of disagreements. So I'm really excited for our review show on Monday so we can actually see, you know, what who won. I think Micah won last time, if I remember.
I always win.
Yeah.
I'm taking it from Micah.
Even the times that I don't.
I'm taking it down.
We'll see.
I've got your number.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys have any other thoughts before we close out the show? Anything else you want to add?
Shaq took that bump through the table like a boss.
Like a friggin' champion, right?
He took that bump and took that better than some guys that I have worked with on shows before. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my goodness. Like, way to go for him to get involved and to get involved heavily. You know what I mean? Yeah. To really invest himself in it, not to just show up and be like, oh, I'm a celebrity and I showed up at a wrestling show.
Yeah.
Props to Shaq.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a table explode like that?
Yeah.
Like, that table was like in a million pieces.
But it was a similar sized person going through it.
Okay. So that's true.
I think that's just what happens.
Oh my gosh. My gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your AEW Revolution pre-show. Alex, thank you very much for joining us, dude. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll record again on Monday, and you guys can listen to our review show on Tuesday with Alex. It's going to be great. Alex, tell us where we can find you on social media, dude.
All right. You guys can find me on Facebook at The Real Alex Knight. Actually, that's my Instagram. You can find me on Facebook as The Nightmare Alex Knight.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Tell us, give me a 30-second rundown of Nightmare Customs.
So I have a 3D printing business for printing and painting tabletop miniatures for tabletop gaming. Whether you play Dungeons & Dragons, Warhammer, Pathfinder, or one of the hundreds of tabletop games out there, or if you just want a cool fantasy character centerpiece, I can hook you up.
Good stuff too.
At Nightmare Customs on Facebook, facebook.com/Nightmare Customs, and on Instagram, nightmare_customs.
I have some stuff coming, and I'll post it for everybody after I get it. It's gonna be sweet. I can't wait. It's gonna
I'm
be great.
So excited to paint them in the morning. You guys don't even know.
Oh well, you can follow me, of course, on Instagram and Twitter at WrestleLifeMatt, and you can follow us all on Facebook and Instagram at Wrestle Life Radio and at Wrestle Life Pod on Twitter. And you can listen to us literally anywhere, including where you're listening to us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your AEW Revolution pre-show with me, Wrestle Life Matt, my little brother Micah, and our special guest Alex Knight. We hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day.
See ya.